117 wolves were killed during the state's first hunting and trapping season last fall. The DNR estimates this spring's gray wolf population in Wisconsin has only slightly declined from a year ago. So some think the DNR is ready to push for raising the kill quota this coming fall. The DNR says it's too early to say what recommendations will come out of a meeting of a wolf advisory committee on Thursday. But a critic of wolf hunting, Howard Goldman of the Humane Society of the United States, says the DNR reorganized the committee and excluded him. So he says he won't be able to block any pro-hunt recommendations.
And as an observer at this point, of course, they can choose to listen or not. Before, as an active member, of course, our voices were counted amongst those of all the other members of the stakeholders group.
Goldman says his group fears the state will, over several years, try to reduce the wolf population to 350 compared to the current population estimate of more than 800. The DNR's Bill Vanderzouwen says two wolf committees were combined and slots were reduced.
There's a limited number of people or groups on the committee to make them workable, but everybody still has an opportunity for input.
The Humane Society of the U.S. is keeping one key role in the wolf hunt debate. The group is still asking a federal judge to bring back endangered species protections for the gray wolf in the western Great Lakes region and block wolf hunts. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.